Happy New Year, and welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 2nd of January, recording at 7:20 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. Well, stock markets have commenced the new year in the way they ended the old year. So we've seen some pretty good gains in here today. In Asia, Asia was a little bit more quiet, and some of the markets not open in Asia. But star performer appears to have been the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, up 4.5%. And the European markets that were open today, that was most of them, although not Switzerland, but they showed solid gains in here from 2.5% to over 4%, 4.75% for Stockholm. And Brazil's up 6.5% as I speak. Mexico's up over 3%. The U.S. is up 2.25% as I speak. So the rally continues. Now, in long-dated government bonds, they had a big downward dynamic on the 31st, and in the U.S., they are seeing selling pressure in here again today, down nearly 2 points on the long bond, down nearly a point on the 10-year bond. The U.S. dollar is quite strong in here right now. Well, let's see. It's a mixed picture here. Its real gains are against the euro and the Swiss franc and sterling here today. It seems to be unchanged against the Aussie and maybe even down a little bit against the Kiwi dollar. It is also down against the Canadian dollar. The resources currencies are stronger in here, not least because some of these industrial metals are surging again. I had mentioned in earlier audios the strength of nickel, and it had another storming gain in here. Nickel's gained about over 30% in the last week. And the other industrial metals were all strong, big gains here by zinc today. As I say, well, they're all strong. And precious metals saw some profit taking, and actually that's continued with gold against the background of the strong dollar. But you know, gold's just not doing much. It's at 876, just below 876 as I speak, spot bullion. But we're up another 20 points on silver today. Platinum's up another 10, and that's a new recovery high for platinum, just having broken up out of its little trading range. The agricultural commodities are mixed in here today, meaning a few up and a few down. No big action that I'm aware of. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of global stock markets, the ranging recovery, rally, reversion to the mean process that I've been describing really since the climactic lows in October continues. And we now see most stock markets not only holding above their December lows, and those were mostly in early December, so holding above those early December lows, but also now testing the highs that we had seen last month and also in November. So previously on tests of resistance, markets have flopped. Will it be different this time? Well, I think it might. I think it's likely to, because we see rising lows. So although we've been in ranges and there have been setbacks within the ranges, that the markets have encountered support at higher levels, progressively higher levels within those ranges. Not every single stock market has done that, but the majors have. And that includes Wall Street. It certainly includes the UK. It includes the leading European indices, with the exception of Switzerland. So it's that's been a quite an impressive performance overall. Those trading ranges look increasingly like base formations. Most of them are dominated by, most of the activity within those ranges is dominated by upward dynamics. Of course, the action has been choppy, but that is the nature of base formations and also top formations, as you know. So this is constructive action. And I think also, the background, as I've mentioned on many occasions, as we've seen all of the building blocks for a stock market recovery falling into place. Now you might say, well, wait a minute, what about the depression? Well, I don't think there's going to be a depression, and neither does Nouriel Roubini. Obviously, this is a very severe recession, and it's probably going to go on for quite a while. And I'm not so optimistic as many people that the US is going to be leading the way out of it. The US is doing plenty in terms of its stimulus and will go on doing that. Other countries are as well, but other countries are also in a far better position to lead the way out of this slump overall. But the important point is that this steady stock market action has enabled s investors to more or less regain their nerve. The terrifying volatility is no longer a factor in the markets. It might be premature to say that they've gone back to normal volatility, but I think we're approaching that once again. And the stock market being a discounting mechanism, it will look ahead in terms of expectations. Now, the point I've emphasized in earlier audios, and I've written about it in here again today, when you get people like Roubini, who has been the perhaps most widely quoted and followed economist during the last couple of years, because he was very good in forecasting the crisis that was unfolding. Now, he says we're not going to have a depression. He's talking about the US, and that's the big one, of course. He says it might not even be that severe a recession, but that it will probably linger, that we'll have a soft economy for a lengthy period. Well, given all the depression talk that we've had, and given the dire expectations generally, if people just adjust to Roubini's script, then that would argue that stock markets were driven down to levels that were really too low. You say, well, what about corporate profits? Well, my view, I feel that the economic data is still I know the economic data is still deteriorating in terms of reported results, corporate results, economic statistics, which lag, of course. But I think the stock market's normal tendency to look ahead a number of months, and it can look ahead, I'll quote John Templeton, it'll look ahead 1 to 11 months. And therefore, if you get the consensus changing that maybe this recession isn't going to drag on into 2010, maybe it's actually going to end sometime in the first half of 2009, that's actually quite bullish overall. Now, the fact is, we don't know, and nobody knows for sure when the recession is actually going to end. But we don't need to know that at this time. What we do know is that, as I've said, markets have stabilized. We've been seeing that since late October. We do know that valuations are quite attractive in a number of markets. We also know that investors have a considerable amount of cash, And there's a technicality here, is some of these investment managers come back from holiday, and they see this strong action. I mean, if we see follow-through in here next week, and that would not surprise me, but if we get upside follow-through next week, a lot of these investment managers are going to be under pressure to commit funds. And what we also know is, or what we know is, if that's a theory, of course, that's my hunch based on investor behavior. What we know for a fact is that central banks have pumped in an astonishing amount of liquidity. Now, we also know that banks aren't really lending a whole lot of that liquidity. It's going to go somewhere, and it would hardly be surprising if some of it's going into commodities and stock markets and government bonds. It's not all going to go into government bonds. As a matter of fact, based on the last couple of days' activity, some of it's actually coming out of government bonds, and that's another of my views, that you get sentiment improving in stock markets, and we would see bond prices weaken from the depression discounting levels that we have been seeing. So this is an interesting time. Personally, leveraged up my trading account behind trailing stops, and I feel that in many respects I'm spoiled for choice in terms of what to do. I bought some copper here today, but I had a bigger purchase. I bought ArcelorMittal. I'd mentioned ArcelorMittal back on the 24th of December, saying that I was quite likely to buy some of it, and have done so. That's the sort of share that I would expect to be leading the recovery, given all the talk that we have about infrastructure development and infrastructure expenditure. Now, the industrial metals I mentioned in my last audio on the 31st, I raised the point, was China making a grab for some of these really depressed resources? Well, if it isn't China, it looks like somebody is. And that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because if you pretty well know that all this infrastructure development is going to take place, and a lot of these metals have fallen down to below marginal cost of production, causing production to be cut back, does that not set the stage for quite a good rebound? And I think that's what we're starting to see. And as I speak, the Dow touches 9,000. That's another interesting milestone in the recovery. Now, what about the dollar? As to say, it's quite strong in here today against the euro, well, against the European currencies. I think it's going to to and fro here and then turn weaker later on. I do not think the dollar is going to be a strong currency, and I also think that the deleveraging game, in terms of carry trade currencies, if it's not over, we've certainly seen the worst of it. And so I think it's no longer a currency dominating factor the way it has been. And last but not least, crude oil. That does look to me as if it's begun to bottom out as well. It's lost its downtrend consistency. You can see the chart. I've posted that here again today. And I think that's pretty much about it. But if you've just come back and from your time off during the holiday season, well, welcome back, Chris. But I produced a fair amount of copy, as did Owen, earlier in the week and last week. But I would draw your attention to the two stock market features posted on the 31st and also on the 30th of December. And I think that's about it. I'm going to sign off here before I lose this hoarse voice. Still can't shake this flu-y type thing that everybody seems to have in London. But it hasn't deterred me from at least making a broadcast and hopefully producing some interesting copy here today and enjoying this market recovery. So again, Happy New Year, and have a great weekend. I look forward to commenting on markets again next week. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.